Now turn to part two. You will hear an interview with Alan Burgess, who has just returned from the Arctic, where he was filming polar bears. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
I'm delighted to welcome to the programme today Alan Burgess, one of our most famous wildlife filmmakers. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you.
Now, you've just returned from the Arctic. What were you doing there?
I was with a team making a documentary about polar bears. It's actually the longest project I've ever been involved in. Most of them only take 2 or 3 months. We spent about 8 months in the Arctic in all, filming in Canada, Norway, Alaska and Russia.
What were the conditions like?
Well, we got quite used to working in minus 35 degrees centigrade, but the temperature dropped to minus 50 for over a week when we were in Alaska. I've never been so cold in my life.
No.
It was almost impossible to film in these conditions, so we packed up and went to Norway. There it was only minus 25 degrees centigrade, which was a big improvement.
What clothes did you wear?
Lots of them. I used to wear up to 7 layers with 3 hats and scarves and 3 lots of gloves. Surprisingly, the best material for these things turned out to be wool. The man-made materials used for modern skiing equipment are fine when you're active, but you need wool if you're standing around, which we were much of the time.
Was it difficult getting close to film the polar bears?
It wasn't too bad. We made sure that we only wore white clothing so that the bears couldn't see us against the snow, and we even painted our camera equipment white. The main thing was to test the wind direction, to be certain that we kept downwind of the bears. They have an astonishingly powerful sense of smell. They could detect us from over a kilometre away.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know very much about polar bears. I've only seen them in zoos. Can you tell me something about them? How big do they grow, for example?
If it's standing upright, a male polar bear can be more than 3 metres tall, and they easily reach a weight of more than 600 kilos. Although in the summer, when there's less food, they can lose up to half their body weight.
And what do they eat?
Their main diet is seals. But in summer, when the snow has melted in places, we saw them eating plants, probably to get vitamins, which they don't get from their normal diet of seals.
Did you see any baby polar bears?
Yes. In fact, I think that's one of the happiest memories, seeing baby polar bears playing in the snow. They're actually born under the snow in December and don't see the outside world until April, when they're about 4 months old. We managed to film 2 cubs leaving the den with their mother for the first time. It was a marvellous moment.
Were you ever in real danger?
Just once, thank goodness, when we were in Canada. I was sleeping in my tent one night and I heard a noise outside. Thinking it was one of the team, I opened the zip a little way and, to my horror, I saw a polar bear's nose. Luckily, it ran off when I shouted, but it could easily have got into the tent. We did have an electric fence round the camp, but when we checked it, it turned out that the battery was flat, so the polar bear had just climbed right over it.
Oh, a lucky escape. Now, can you tell me about what you're planning to do next? Are you going somewhere warm for a change?
No, not exactly. I shall be staying here for a while, actually. The head of natural sciences at Bristol University has invited me to give some lectures. So, for the next few months, I shall be preparing a series of them for the autumn term. But after that, who knows?
Well, good luck for the future, Alan. And thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I'm delighted to welcome to the programme today Alan Burgess, one of our most famous wildlife filmmakers. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you.
Now, you've just returned from the Arctic. What were you doing there?
I was with a team making a documentary about polar bears. It's actually the longest project I've ever been involved in. Most of them only take 2 or 3 months. We spent about 8 months in the Arctic in all, filming in Canada, Norway, Alaska and Russia.
What were the conditions like?
Well, we got quite used to working in minus 35 degrees centigrade, but the temperature dropped to minus 50 for over a week when we were in Alaska. I've never been so cold in my life.
No.
It was almost impossible to film in these conditions, so we packed up and went to Norway. There it was only minus 25 degrees centigrade, which was a big improvement.
What clothes did you wear?
Lots of them. I used to wear up to 7 layers with 3 hats and scarves and 3 lots of gloves. Surprisingly, the best material for these things turned out to be wool. The man-made materials used for modern skiing equipment are fine when you're active, but you need wool if you're standing around, which we were much of the time.
Was it difficult getting close to film the polar bears?
It wasn't too bad. We made sure that we only wore white clothing so that the bears couldn't see us against the snow, and we even painted our camera equipment white. The main thing was to test the wind direction, to be certain that we kept downwind of the bears. They have an astonishingly powerful sense of smell. They could detect us from over a kilometre away.
I'm ashamed to say I don't know very much about polar bears. I've only seen them in zoos. Can you tell me something about them? How big do they grow, for example?
If it's standing upright, a male polar bear can be more than 3 metres tall, and they easily reach a weight of more than 600 kilos. Although in the summer, when there's less food, they can lose up to half their body weight.
And what do they eat?
Their main diet is seals. But in summer, when the snow has melted in places, we saw them eating plants, probably to get vitamins, which they don't get from their normal diet of seals.
Did you see any baby polar bears?
Yes. In fact, I think that's one of the happiest memories, seeing baby polar bears playing in the snow. They're actually born under the snow in December and don't see the outside world until April, when they're about 4 months old. We managed to film 2 cubs leaving the den with their mother for the first time. It was a marvellous moment.
Were you ever in real danger?
Just once, thank goodness, when we were in Canada. I was sleeping in my tent one night and I heard a noise outside. Thinking it was one of the team, I opened the zip a little way and, to my horror, I saw a polar bear's nose. Luckily, it ran off when I shouted, but it could easily have got into the tent. We did have an electric fence round the camp, but when we checked it, it turned out that the battery was flat, so the polar bear had just climbed right over it.
Oh, a lucky escape. Now, can you tell me about what you're planning to do next? Are you going somewhere warm for a change?
No, not exactly. I shall be staying here for a while, actually. The head of natural sciences at Bristol University has invited me to give some lectures. So, for the next few months, I shall be preparing a series of them for the autumn term. But after that, who knows?
Well, good luck for the future, Alan. And thank you for coming in to talk to us today.
That's the end of part 2.